back. WNST, Tassel Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. This is going to be a fun one. We are bringing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. We're going to be at Conrad's on Friday before the Derby. We're also going to be at the Land of Kush having a vegan crab cake. That's going to be on the 18th before the Preakness, giving away the Betty Boop scratch-off tickets, also in conjunction with our friends at Goodwill Industries and our pals at Window Nation. I usually eat ice cream in this segment. We only do this once a year. I probably would do it a little bit more often than that. I do get together with other friends of animals in the community. We've had Barks on recently. My pal John Allen, rock star, was doing his thing down at Pier 6 last weekend as the folks in Rofo Arena put an event together. But this thing here, this is a month-long celebration of animals. And I only get to get Julian Jones on the show once a year. It is a wise chat and wise conversation. I'm not going to let my butterscotch ripple melt. I finally found a leftover half gallon of butterscotch ripple the other night at the store. It's across from where the barn used to be at Joppa and Harford Road. There you go, Parkville, I should say. So I'm not going to let it melt. Julian, how are you? We must be talking about animals because this is your segment. You own this one every year.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. You got any animals jumping on you today or no? You did last year. I remember that.
I don't today. I'm in the office today. So
we were all locked in our homes for like 2 years with our animals miss us when we go to work now. Our little girl looks out of the driveway and like waves goodbye to us. It breaks our heart.
Yeah, they're always very excited when I get back. As soon as they hear my car door close, they know I'm home. So
well, look, I told my wife this morning, I said, look, we're doing the Pause for Pets. This is the time of the day where our little girl, after chasing birds and squirrels and foxes and rabbits and like whatever she's chasing window to window, she passes out. So I'm not going to bother her. Everybody in my life knows about my little girl, and I will show you her on the wheel. I have video of her on the wheel because we've got this giant hamster wheel that she runs around on. But we adopted her. It'll be 5 years in October. She was born on August 3rd. Her name is Nala. We love her to pieces. We got her at Be More Humane. Out on Nicodemus Road, they have their big event. But this is your big event. And my wife said, hey, it's Pause for Pets. Like, she saw something about it, saw me talking about it. And I said, I think it's the roundup this month, but don't quote me on that. I got to get my notes. So I want you to tell me everything Wise is doing here for pets this month because it is cool. And when I found that I was working with Wise 2 years ago, I said, this will be my favorite promotion of the year. Anytime I get to talk about how much I love my kitty.
Yeah, exactly. So this is our 13th annual Pause for Pets program. It's a company-wide initiative focused on raising funds and awareness for the local animal shelters, you know, in the communities that we serve.
And every one of them has an animal. Everywhere you go in this country, it's like water or air. There are animal shelters and there are animals in need. That's a fact.
Yes. So this year we're partnered with around 120 different organizations, and the stores were able to choose a local organization that is local to them. So, you know, we have 198 stores, I believe. So having 120 different shelters is really incredible.
Well, we're going to save and rescue a lot of animals that are then going to rescue a lot of people through all of this from May 1st through May 31st. Customers can donate $1. Don't do that. Donate $3 or donate $5. Round up your order. You should always be doing that. Always click the little round up when you're checking out at Wise. All donations are going to local animal shelters. Can I give some love to Be More Humane? They have their Black Tie and Tails event. My wife and I have attended this event in the past. I don't think we're going this week. I'm a little hot on my mic. I don't think we're going this week. But we have been at this event with Jamie Costello from Channel 2. And I know Wise works with Jamie on Pause for Pets as well. And have seen animals. People bring their dogs. Cats don't do so well at this event. Dogs, like, they all get together. The people drink the vodka from Tito's. It's great. But Wise Markets is also one of the great sponsors here. Our friends at the Prime Rib, God bless them. We got a lot of friends around town. LifeBridge Health, Neil Meltzer will be there. But this happens this week. And so many of these shelters have a gala, have an event. But behind all of that are companies like Wise that write big checks like $400,000 last year to all of these places that really, really help these places. My friend Chris Pica, who is a great contributor to Baltimore Positive, his wife worked, Kate worked to Be More Humane for a long time. I've had friends. We've adopted a couple of animals. These shelters and rescue homes of love, they need funds. They need to feed these animals.
Yeah. So since the beginning of our program, we've donated more than $2.8 million to these partner organizations. You know, these organizations, they're nonprofit, they rely on community involvement, community donations. You know, they were hit really hard during the pandemic because they weren't able to have these events to raise funds necessary to take care of all these animals.
Well, I know also one of the problems during the pandemic where people were looking for love, they went out and adopted an animal. And then when the real world set in, animals were sent back to shelters. So I would highly recommend anyone. I was never anti-pet, Julian. You know what I mean? I just was pro-freedom in regard to traveling the world, doing some things that have slowed us down a little bit because we can't just leave our cat. We can't just – we have to have a legitimate – cats are anybody in the market to watch Nala, throw me a note, NessaBaldwinPositive.com. She gives nights licks and hugs. And it is amazing. We're in our second animal. We lost our first girl 5 years ago. It was the most devastating week of my life. A lot of folks, for Ravens fans, the schedule comes out next week. We're not playing in London, but we lost our cat when we were in London at the Ravens game. We were actually in Paris the day our cat died. It was like the worst. It's a memory. We can't even talk about it. It's so terrible. But then you find this mojo of another animal and the love of an animal, it's just been an amazing thing for us. And so many of my friends shelter animals. My friend Chris Calabrese, who I went to high school, always animals in. I know Howard Stern's wife has been rescuing cats for a decade. That I think that once this affects you, and I need you to talk about your animals, Julian, because last year we worked from home and you kept apologizing because I think your dog was looking your face, if I'm not mistaken, at least barking, right?
Yeah. So anytime I'm on a call, they're barking. Last year we had four and this year we have three. So we lost one in, January after a tough diagnosis. It quickly happened. We had to do the best for him. But yeah, so I have three big dogs. I have a German Shepherd, a Great Pyrenees, and a Newfoundland St. Bernard mix.
You like big dogs. I don't hear any poodles in there. I don't hear any chihuahuas.
No, big dogs. Our German Shepherd, he's our smallest at about 90 pounds.
Yeah, and they think they're lap dogs probably, right?
Oh my gosh, yes. The Newfoundland, he's probably about 150 pounds and he is right there on your lap, leaning against you. You know, it basically knocks you over.
My wife deals with that with me. I'm about 150 pounds. I lean on her, you know, all that. Julian Jones is here. She's from Wise Markets. I usually am. And I'll tell you, have you had the butterscotch ripple?
I believe I have. Yes.
God, I went about 3 weeks looking at a couple different stores and everybody was out and I found like four of them all frosted over, like literally last night. And my wife goes to the checkout. We were just out running around getting a little bit of food, you know, and she ran in and I went to the ice cream aisle when she went to checkout and she probably knew, by the way, the bakery at the, and I don't know the store number, so Mike's going to beat me up about this on Friday up at Conrad's because I think he's coming up and being a part of this, but it's the store across from the barn, across from my yoga studio at Joppa and Harford Road, just north of the Beltway. They had 3 half gallons of butterscotch. I left them for anybody that wants to go fight over them, but it's a specialty flavor, and I talk about the ice cream all the time because I know you guys like talk about your ice cream. I like to eat the ice cream. My wife found out about that peanut butter indulgence with the pretzels in it. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. You've actually toured the ice cream facility, and I'm like Willy Wonka, like nose pressed up to the glass the last 2 years. They won't let me in yet. And I got hair now. I'm going to have to tie it all up like Lucy and Ethel in the chocolate episode. But they're going to let me into the chocolate factory and the ice cream factory. What am I going to find this summer when I come to the Wise Ice Cream Factory?
It is basically like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. I mean, you get to see from start to finish how it all works. You get to see, you know, it being poured and how it's flash frozen.
If they're making peach, I'm going to be like Augustus Gloop or like Violet Beauregard. They'll be putting me in the juicing room.
But yeah, and then, you know, you might even get to try some right off the line. So it's actually more of a soft serve consistency when it's first made and right. Then it's flash frozen. So
I like ice cream in all of its facets. You know, it's all good. Our friends from Wise are asking you and requesting that you take care of the animals this month, all month long. Julian Jones is here from Wise, talking a little ice cream, talking dogs and cats and Paws for Pets. Tell everybody how they can be involved in this, Julie.
Yeah, so during the month of May, customers can donate 1, 3, 5, 10, or they can round up their order to the nearest dollar at any of our registers, including our self-checkouts this year. You know, all of the donations will stay local to the shelter that the store has chosen.
All right. Well, if they haven't chosen Be More Humane, maybe they've chosen Barks. We got a lot of friends in the community here to take care of animals, including friends of mine that foster pets to find love. So if you think you're in the market for an animal, it's a great time. It's a great time to donate or adopt. And certainly for our friends at Wise and our Wise Conversations, easy. You're getting groceries this month. Every one of you. Go visit our friends at Wise and make sure you're taking care of them and round it up. Julian, always nice to visit with you. And at some point, maybe I'll meet these little lap dogs, little creatures of yours. So you haven't seen our little girl run on a wheel. Have you ever seen a cat run on a wheel? Or is this weird for you?
I have not. I'm very excited.
All right. Well, here you go. For everybody out there, this is my wife. So what happened was the wheel was making noise. Okay. And we keep the cat on our side, like near our bedroom at night, just so she's not wandering and getting trapped someplace chasing mice or something, you know, because we live out in the sticks now. So the wheel was making noise, and the cat loves the wheel. I mean, she loves the wheel, and she was very, when we lived downtown, she was almost like the Blue Jays or the Cardinals have been out here. When you see them, they dash. They're very skittish. She would never let us watch her on the wheel. She had some humility about it that she would stop and get off it if we came out. Like, she didn't want to be caught on it. And this went on for a good year and a half, where it was almost like when I went to the South Island of New Zealand. You've heard of the kiwi bird? The kiwi bird's kind of famous for being elusive. So you like, they don't like to be seen. Like, birds are like that. So she's very much that way. And so now she's become a little bit more, she's grown into her fur out here. So she gets on the treadmill anytime, day or night. At 3 a.m, we'll hear her. It sounds like a boxer a little bit because it moves. And it was making like this squeaky noise, driving my wife nuts. My wife fixed it and got her on it. And I got the video camera out and she was testing it. So you ready? Here we go. For everybody out there, this is her getting on the wheel. So this is my wife. My wife was taking the, I think I messed up here. Did it come through? Did you see it okay?
Yep, I saw
it. Okay, there you go. So that is my cat getting on the wheel, and she is absolutely addicted to the wheel, and she never gets off it. So, and we never knew we'd get her on it. You know what we got her on it? Shrimp. Your dogs are food motivated, right?
Very food motivated, very.
Well, this little girl is just she's crazy. So I'll share it again here. There she is, looking at my wife, and my wife's tightening all the bolts. There we go. I got it fixed. Is anybody watching out online can see it? Our little girl, she's beautiful. We love her. Hey, I appreciate you, Julian, and bring your dogs next time.
I will. Next year, I'll definitely have all of them.
Let's do this from home next time. It's not as fun in the office.
No, I know. I was hoping it was going to be one of the days that I was at home, but it turned out to be an office day. But next year, I'll definitely make sure it's an at-home day.
So my wife works from home now, and the cat likes to sleep on her desk sometimes. The cat sleeps wherever she wants. My wife has one button that turns everything off. And the cat gets on it once a month and pushes the button. Yeah, I mean, so do you wonder why we lock our cat? We're just trying to keep her out of trouble. Our cat's precocious. She's in things. Nala, get out of the plants. Julian Jones is here from Wise Markets. Donate, and donate more, and round up for our friends. And Paws for Pets. Make sure you're doing that the whole month long, and support our friends at Barks and Be More Humane, anybody else that's loving and taking care of animals. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. That's another Wise Conversation in the way we're keeping Baltimore positive around here, with love for all the animals.